This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Back in 1993, this song peaked at number 14 on the Billboard charts. That's a band called Four Non Blondes and a song that is called, despite the lyrics, What's Up, with Linda Perry on lead vocals. She didn't end up sticking with the band, but Linda Perry did stick around the music business, producing and songwriting for the likes of Gwen Stefani, Pink, and Christina Aguilera. She has now taken her talents to television, a show on VH1 called Make or Break, the Linda Perry Project, which shows what Perry calls the actual music business as opposed to American Idol and The Voice. She's got studios out in North Hollywood, really cool studios, I might add. So the other day, we went over for a chat.
I have a bunch of guitars that I've collected since my career, and I have a 1953 gold top right there, which started this whole party.
Is that a special guitar?
It's a really special guitar. It's the first guitar I bought with my first money ever made from Four Non Blondes. That guitar is worth a lot of money now.
And all these drums along
the
wall?
And I love drums. I'm fascinated. I find them extremely sexy. And then there was this ugly wall right behind you that was a soundproof wall that, you know, some guy, you know, made it for sonic, you know, reasons, tuning. It was the first thing that went away. It was the most ugly thing I've ever seen. And they were like, you can't do that. It's for tuning. And I'm like, well, put up a big bookshelf. That'll be tuning enough, you know. And so I like it because it reminds me that I'll never be empty for words, because every word that I need is right here behind me in these books.
This is basically your office. I mean, you spend your working day here.
I'm here all the time. And I appreciate it every single morning. I say thank you for this.
When did you discover that you were, I don't know, because it's pretty clear here you're a producer at heart now. I mean, this is your thing. When did you make that realization? Because you were big for a while in the performing world.
Yeah, I felt like when I left Four Non Blondes to go discover things about who I wanted to be. I mean, I didn't really know. I got in this band and then poof, literally, it was a poof, you know, that we sold 7 million records, toured all over the place, and then I'm locked into these guys. Wait a minute. Hold on. I just signed up for, you know, this record. I was very green. I didn't understand the whole, you know, you're married for life. I wasn't committed like that, you know. And so when I left the band and I kind of dibbled on my own, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I can write songs for other people, and then I don't have to go out there into the cruel world, you know.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because since you left Four Non Blondes and you've been, you know, you've founded record labels and you produce for other artists, this is going to sound worse than I mean it to, but there's an instability to this business that you've chosen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that faze you at all?
Well, honestly, I don't feel ever very successful, because I haven't had a hit in a while, because I don't search for them.
Yeah, but come on.
Right. But let me explain it, how my brain works. To be where I am right now, I love it. I love writing songs, but I'm like, but I don't want to write the songs people are asking me to write. Mm-hmm. I get people coming, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this tempo. Mm-hmm. And I'm like looking at them going, well, then you got the wrong person, because I don't do that. So I'm waiting for when people want the real thing again. And that's when you'll start hearing my hits again.
Do you think business is too big a part of the music industry? And I know that sounds kind of silly, but...
Well, I think we can say that kind of across the board about everything. I mean, movies, everything. Music is a business. When you watch American Idol and The Voice, that is a business. I mean, there's Pepsi, there's Coca-Cola, there's all this money, there's all this advertisement. But doesn't all this stuff happen all the time and then we go back? I mean, it's kind of a cycle. I think things get greedy, things get crazy, music gets Movies start, you know, too many blockbusters. They start losing the plot. Blah, blah, blah. We complain. Independents show up. There's going to be some girl that's going to sell a million records out of the trunk of her car. You know what I mean? The 60s will come back. You know, it'll all just start over. And then the next time, it'll be even bigger. The business is just a part of what we have to go through in life. Think about that.
Does it bother you then that you will be known for a long time for that one song that you made?
No,
big?
I mean, millions of people try to get that one song. That one song, that one hit wonder created an incredible empire.
Is that what you have? You have an empire?
I do have an empire.
But here comes the hypothetical question. If this goes away tomorrow, if the books and the piano and this gazillion-dollar studio and the microphones and all of that goes away tomorrow, and you find yourself playing guitar in a coffee bar in San Francisco, you still all right?
Oh, my God, I'm more than all right. I've been in a coffee bar in San Francisco. I've lived out in a park, you know, sleeping on the grass with no place to go. I've not eaten. I've been there. There's nothing you could do to me. There's nothing you could take away from me that would make me feel like I wasn't going to be all right. I would just start all over again. I know me, I would be afraid. I'm scared. I'm scared of losing my wife and family. I'm scared of losing my mom. But it doesn't dictate my decisions and choices. And if I lost it all, I would be super bummed, man. But I would just get it all back.
Does that make you better at what you do?
No, it just makes me a survivor.
Make or Break, The Linda Perry Project, airs tonight on VH1. Pictures, of course, of that awesome studio of hers on our website, marketplace.org.